Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the Dean Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I am here with my two brothers. I think this is the first time I've been in the driver's seat.
It is the first time.
TJ has
Let's see how you do.
The first
TJ has
last.
Been demoted. He's got to earn his way back up to the top.
Let's see how this goes, people. Let's see how this goes.
But I'm here with my brothers, TJ, yes. Taj. What's going on?
What's going on?
You start, man.
What's going on? Nothing much. Nothing much. What do you just mean what's going on in general?
Yeah, I'm just saying hi to you.
Oh, okay. Hello.
When you,
that's all you got.
Say hello to the listeners.
I gotta save my energy. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, it's
can I pin him a bit? He can't get
away with
that.
Go ahead.
How was your week? What did you do?
Well, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there.
Hey, hey.
See, I know how he works. See, that's the problem. So I know that.
That's funny because I'm never in the seat when he's here.
So is he just expecting? I'm good.
Yeah, that's all he wanted right now.
I'm good too.
Yeah, you can't give them any more.
It is October 17th.
Yes, 2018.
Wednesday, 2018.
TJ. Yes.
How you doing, man?
I'm great.
You weren't here last week.
I wasn't here.
You were at a expo, a convention?
Real Estate Expo.
Okay, Real Estate Expo.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, you guys.
But how was it, by the way?
It was great.
Okay.
It was great. It's always good. You know, it's always
expos.
Just... They're fun, right?
Yeah.
Taj, you go to a lot.
Yes, I do. I try to, yes. They're a lot of fun.
You know what it is? It's the energy.
Yeah.
It's like-minded people in a similar space.
And you're like, wow.
Everyone's energetic. You kind of feel, it's kind of like the same thing we're doing here. It's building a community. Yeah. So you get to see the community of whatever you're interested in.
Yeah. I recommend it. In whatever field you want to be in or whatever field you're interested in, go to an expo.
Absolutely.
Well, before we get into our weeks.
Yes.
We are live on Power of Love Radio Show. So if you're listening, we want to thank you for joining us. We're going to open the phone lines later.
Yes.
The number to call in is 323-203-0815. Mm-hmm. Again, that is 323-203-0815. And there's always Twitter where Taj, you're on that, right?
Yep.
Taj will be on Twitter. The handle?
Okay. It's at DDJ Foundation.
Very good, Taj.
Yeah.
What,
I love him. All right, and the disclaimer.
Okay, I guess I'm doing it too. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. If you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
That's the first time I've been in this room and seen either one of you say it.
Really?
And now I know why I do the disclaimer. The disclaimer.
I don't read the disclaimer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's the first time.
It was wonderful.
No, it was fine, Taj. Good job.
Yeah, he did well.
By the way, your voice sounds nice and warm.
What? There's some bass. No, there's some bass. I just noticed this mic is a little bit different than yours.
Yeah.
I got bass.
Purposely.
Yeah.
Bass. Well, come on, man. You're on the EQ.
Like it this way. I get the bass. You don't.
He was here. By the way, he was here early, so he might have sabotaged tweakier. Our mics.
No. How was your week?
It was good. I just did the Real Estate Expo. That was the main thing. What else did I do this week? Nothing much. You know, Pops had his birthday.
Yeah.
That was always a good thing to...
You didn't get in touch with him on the day, did you?
I texted him.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know where he's at in the world. But
his phone wasn't working, by the way.
I love you, Pops, but that doesn't shock me.
I think he turned it off.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
I think he did.
Understandably. But yeah, the Real Estate Expo, I think, was the highlight as far as what I can remember of my week, outside of family stuff. But but I'm gonna say something about what was your highlight, Taj?
My highlight, well, my wife had a baby shower.
Okay, just want to make sure he
veteran.
I stayed upstairs because I like, you know, I didn't want it to be a co-ed one. I just wanted it to be a female baby shower. But I did come down and say hi to everyone, you know, midway through. But I mean, it was actually really, really great because as people were entering, I heard a lot of laughter and a lot of, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long kind of thing. And it actually almost made me tear up, to be honest with you, just because it's like, you know, those are the precious things in the world. What we live for in the world. And when you hear people happy and you hear people that haven't connected in probably over 10 years. And
you know, it is too. It's because of you guys, why everyone's connecting. So
yeah, that's true.
And it's a big chapter in your life. Yeah. So it's a perfect storm of all those feelings. So,
and I think also just knowing the history of some people had just lost a parent or lost a loved one. And it's like hearing them laugh and then hearing them connect with other people just made me feel good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great baby shower.
Cool. That was it?
Yeah.
That's the only thing you had for the week?
That was the big part of the week.
Once I got Call of Duty.
Yeah. And Call of Duty got released. So that was kind of my reward for
there everything. We go.
Yeah. So I'm trying to squeeze it in before the baby comes.
I hear you.
Once the baby
comes. No, actually, you'll be all right because you're going to be up a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll get some games in.
I'm looking into little joysticks. Called baby joysticks.
Well, my week was it was up and down. I think it was Thursday. I went to Papa T's with Bryce and Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Papa T wanted to see the boys. And we talked. It's always great hanging out with Pops. So we were in the studio for a while, and he told me he was going to Wisconsin on Friday. Mm-hmm. He had a show. I think it was Wisconsin. Show on Saturday, came back on Sunday, and he was going to leave to go to the beach. Because I asked him what he was doing for his birthday. Mm-hmm. So I think he just unplugged. That's why I think it was hard for us to all get in touch.
He goes to the beach more.
Yeah. He went to the beach.
He loves water.
Motor home. So that was my Thursday, Friday-ish. And then on Saturday, I went to East LA Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
For our Music Heals, music therapy.
Which is great.
Yeah, it was great. There's a great group of kids. And I love seeing, you know, all the children there and everybody gets involved.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a wonderful time. And then things took a turn. Actually, Pops' birthday. Mm-hmm. I tried to reach out to him, but didn't get in touch with him. But actually, I spent that day at Bree's grandmother's house, or Bree's mom's house for her grandmother, because she got extremely ill.
Mm.
And yesterday she passed.
Oh.
So the whole last couple of days have been a little bit crazy.
Mm.
And it's hard because it's one of those things, even doing the show, it helps, you know, but there's so many different things and there's a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think each loss is different.
How's Bree handling it?
She's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she actually, she was by her side when she took her last breath. She slept at, she slept there, that night, and she's doing, I think as she said, she was doing better because she knew that she got to leave in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was just there the whole time. Mm. And she was glad that she was able to be there for that. But, it's emotional. It's a lot, you know, her uncle, Bree's uncle is here and cause it's a really small family. It's just, Bree's mom, her uncle and Bree pretty much.
Wow.
And it's, there were a lot of emotions, you know.
How about the boys?
The boys were, we pulled them out early from school.
Yeah.
And, Bryce, again, I think it affected both of them, obviously, but I think Bryce just, he's sensitive to those things. So, it's just tough. It's just a hard time and just, you know, all you can do is really check up on everybody now and make sure everybody's, hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's what, the last few days were. But overall, it's just, you know, it's life.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what the word is, but at least I get a little bit of satisfaction that she's at ease and at peace. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say I'm happy. I'm not happy. It's just, I guess it's better now that she's at peace.
Which is an interesting concept to me because I feel like as we get older, we kind of, evaluate or put value on how you pass. Mm-hmm. Like, did you pass at peace? Like, that was something for me, for Grandpa, that made it easier because I felt like he went as peaceful as you can go. But I don't think as a youngster I would have thought of it that way. It's just more abrupt.
Right.
But as we get closer ourselves to mortality, I think that's something we kind of value to make sure when we go.
Because you want it to be peaceful. A smooth transition.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want pain and
pain. Well, I'm happy about that, but obviously sending condolences to all of you guys as you get through this.
Yeah. Did you notice if, like, Bryce and Adrian, because of Grandpa's passing, if they reacted differently, or in terms of, like...
Like, you're saying if they had it, since they had some type of experience?
Some kind of experience with it, or was it kind of just the same thing?
It was...
Because sometimes when it's soon after, it's like you can become numb to it, but you can kind of be, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been two big losses for them.
Right. And Bryce has noticed that, you know, he's noticed that he doesn't really have any great grandparents. He's his grandma, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Mom and Bree's father already passed, so he's feeling like he doesn't have many. But, you know, it's... Once again, it's life, and that's why we have to appreciate everything we have now while it's here.
Yep.
I was going to say there was one more. Oh, the other thing, I just came from the doctor's as well.
Oh, okay.
So I had an appointment earlier today.
And how did it go?
So it was just an ultrasound.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm not pregnant. No, but it was an ultrasound because I have something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is yet, but hopefully it's not anything too serious. I don't know. They just did the ultrasound and I'll find out the results. I have another appointment in a week right before this show. So
I'm happy you win.
Yeah.
Because that's tough.
A lot of people don't like to go, especially I think our family is really bad at that. Maybe I'm just, but we try to, sometimes it's like, if you don't know anything, it's better than knowing, but it's not. First of all, everyone should be going to checkups, but even if something feels off, err on the side of checking up, especially when you're getting up there in age, when you're, you know, as old as Terrell. Make sure you check up because, you know, a lot of things, especially in today's world, are preventable. You know, medicine is getting better and just changing your diet and exercise, stuff like that can really help keep things at bay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but first you got to know what you have and what's going on. So
now I think it may be an abdomen hernia.
I never heard of that.
I think I have heard of that. Yeah, I don't know why I've heard of that.
If it is that, then I have to...
What would that be from? You
stress?
I don't know.
That seems like something you would do. I don't want to look it up. Exercising. Well, look it up.
I don't want to look it up because I don't want to see pictures and all that stuff, knowing that that's... I'll look it up after I find out that's what I have,
Okay, I'm okay with that.
I don't want to stress myself.
I'm okay with that. You don't want to stress yourself.
But while they were testing today, they were looking...
At other things?
Because I wasn't allowed to eat for eight hours.
Oh, okay.
It's fine because I'm sleeping. But I asked why, you know, just out of curiosity. But she told me it wasn't only for the hernia they were checking. They wanted to check my bladder and my kidney and my liver. So
when
I heard that, I got nervous. I'm like, oh, no, now they're going to find something.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's better to find out, right?
Absolutely.
So hopefully 100%. We'll see what happens.
And my opinion, whatever you get, if it's a serious thing, get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, anyway.
You get a second opinion. That's my advice.
Yeah. I'll take it.
So So I listened a bit of last week's show.
Okay.
And heard you guys, not too much of it. I couldn't get out completely, but I heard a bit of what you guys were talking about. It sounded very interesting.
Yes.
And I heard that you guys didn't finish everything. So
we had a lot of callers. And a lot of people were calling in and had a lot to contribute to the show. So instead of rushing the second half, Taj said, we'll just
save it.
Continue it.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes left.
So real quick, just give me a quick sentence.
So we discussed the eight effective ways to let go and move on.
All right.
So we did the eight ways to let go. Now we're going to talk about the eight ways to move on.
Okay.
So it's a list of eight things. And once again, for the listeners out there, if you want to call in, 323-203-0815. That's the number. And I guess we can get right into our topic. So, reasons to let go and move on. All right. You know what? Before we do that, let's go through the reasons to let go. Okay. Real quick. We won't have to, we'll just name them. So number one, if you guys can remember, was someone's negativity is rubbing off on you. That was number one. Number two, you have grown apart from someone. Number three, you are truly unhappy with your current circumstances. Number four was your goals and needs have changed. Number five, fear is holding you back. Six, you catch yourself living in the past. Seven, Taji, I think of you on that one. Number seven, an old grudge is still hurting you. And then the eighth one was you aren't learning anything new.
And these are the eight.
So those were, yes, those were the reasons to let go. Okay. So those are the eight reasons to let go. Now we're going to talk about the ways to let go and move on.
Okay.
Yeah. So holding on is like believing that there's only a past. Letting go and moving on is knowing in your heart that there's a bright future ahead. Let's take a look at eight ways to design the ladder. All right. So number one, accept the truth and be thankful. To let go is to be thankful for the experiences that made you laugh, made you cry, and helped you learn and grow. It's the acceptance of everything you have, everything you once had, and the possibilities that lie ahead. It's all about finding the strength to embrace life's changes, to trust your intuition, to learn as you go, to realize that every experience has value, and to continue taking positive steps forward.
Mm.
Thoughts?
I'm on a big gratitude kick, so this is perfect for me.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think we failed terribly, but weren't we supposed to do a journal, like a gratitude journal? Was that the thing where you're supposed to wake up and you're supposed to write in your journal? It was a gratitude
thing, right? Yeah. I'm not doing it every day as I wish I could, but I'm definitely taking time, and it's almost daily, to really think of being thankful and what I could be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I'm trying to push that. I'm trying to get that into my kids to make sure they're gratitude, because
I remember you said that they were doing that. Mm-hmm. And you challenged Taj and I to do it for a week.
Yeah.
And that's where I said we failed
too. But my kids still do it. And I think it's such an important skill. It just helps put things in perspective, and it keeps them upbeat and positive, because we really, none of us here, no one who's listening really have anything to really be completely down and out about. Mm-hmm. You know, we can hear, we could see, we're here in this world. So even thinking of it from that perspective, it can kind of shape how you think. And that is so important on how you deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this step one on ways to let go and move on. You have to accept the truth and still find a way to be thankful for everything that's going on in life.
I think focusing on what you have as opposed to focusing on what you don't have is the most important thing.
Which is hard today because
it's very hard.
With social media, it's all about look what I have.
Yeah.
And it's usually things that most people don't have.
And a lot of it is fake anyway. That's the problem that a lot of people don't realize, is that, you know, you see some of these people on TV in mansions, and the mansions are rented by the TV studios and stuff like that. You know,
And to piggyback real quick, if you guys ever see me in a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, know that it's not mine.
Oh, we will. We already didn't have to say that.
If I'm posting a picture of me sitting in it in a Lamborghini, it is not mine. Yeah. So I'm going to make that disclaimer now. I could be worth $100 million, $1 billion. That's not where my money would go. Yeah. So just wanted to put that little disclaimer out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Taj.
No. I like the first one very much. So because, you know, I do believe in trusting your intuition. That's one thing that I've done since day one almost. I think that there's something inside of you that tells you kind of something. And it's like, it's just whether you listen to it or not. A lot of the times you don't listen to it, but you're like, no, I want to go this way, or I want to go that way. And it's telling you to go, you know, another way. And so for me, I feel like that's one of the things that you have to really do, is trust your intuition. Now, that doesn't mean trust, you know, sometimes it's like fear, you know, something's telling you and you're scared. That's not your intuition. That's fear.
That's hard for a lot of people to differentiate between.
It is, but I think your insecurities are, and because there's always usually.
So you're kind of saying it's mental versus gut?
Yes, exactly. Good job.
Because that's what I wanted to bring up, because there's a lot of people that can't accept where they are right now, and they're afraid to move forward. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, what the one right before said, embrace life's changes. And I think that's the thing too, is like, I live life really weird because I always use this metaphor, like I'm on a boat and I'm on like the, I'm going down a river and the river's taking me where I go. And I kind of embrace that.
Going with the flow.
Going with the flow. It's like every time you try to take a paddle and move in another direction, it kind of like, it either will try and course correct or you'll go the wrong direction. And so for me, I've really trusted my intuition for a lot of stuff, and it's been great in terms of that. For me, I mean, for everyone.
Have you always done that?
I started doing that, honestly, since mom passed, in a way, because I always felt like she was watching over me. And it's like, I felt like whenever I would try and do something different or be like, well, boohoo, this happened to me. And then I'd realize later that it was supposed to happen to me because it actually turned out better.
Wow. So and that kind of happened when mom passed.
Yeah.
So
that's incredibly interesting.
You're just going with the flow, the stream, and you obviously have to trust where this is leading you.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you feel like it's leading you down the wrong path, like, you know,
I think, you know, you're older than mom. I mean, we're all at least kind of molded, and I think mom passing at your age, that when it happened, you had a good sense of core and values, you understood everything. So once that's in place, you can kind of take your hands off the wheel.
Yeah.
And I like that mentality of, a guardian angel kind of protecting you in a way, because we can't, I think one thing we do as a society that's wrong is we assume that we're not supposed to experience anything bad, yeah, or we're not supposed to experience any negative. Like, every single negative was avoidable, or there is a way. And I'm guilty of that. It's just in the last several years where I've kind of been more embracive to that. It's probably because of this show. When I forget lyrics, I mean, it never really bothered me too much, but whenever something happened that was negative, it was like, I should have caught this and I should have avoided it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But he's never been like that, as in Taj has never been like
that. No, I was like that in the very beginning of our career. And then I didn't enjoy it because I was so stressed about, you know, my voice cracking, that it was like, it wasn't then, and I was actually willing it to crack, you know. And that's the thing, it's like it happened one time and then it's like it became like you with the lyrics. It's like,
it's interesting,
all of a sudden it becomes like, uh-oh, I've done it once, now I might do it again.
But your reasoning for change is different than my reasoning for change.
Yeah,
because I'm not saying yours is wrong, the kind of willing it and kind of what you think about, you attract. I get that. And I do agree with it. Yeah. But my thing is, it's like I should have been prepared.
No.
So it's more of a like a dwelling kind of a thing.
See, that's your idea of that. You think you can control a lot of things around you. I've realized in life you can't.
Yeah,
I've taken that approach.
There's probably about 5% of your life that you can control.
I'm getting there. But it took me, and I'm sure our listeners have different, you know, there's fall somewhere in that spectrum. But we're kind of on the different side of the spectrum. But I'm coming more towards your side.
Yeah.
I don't follow you on many things, but this one.
Hey, you will. Give it 5 years.
Yeah, see, I'm starting to realize that something always happens anyways.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you plan and how often you practice, something's going
to
happen.
Yeah. And you have to look at it. I mean, remember the time I told you guys, like, I had just tweeted about life and I was, you know, how life was great and this and that. And then a guy, I'm sitting in the grocery market, in the parking lot, tweeting this, and a guy rear ends me as I'm doing this, and I'm like, I could have taken two approaches.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, this is like 2 years ago. It's, I can probably find the tweet too, which is really, I'm like, I'm so grateful, thankful for life. Yeah. And this guy literally, there's no excuse for it. He just hits me, and it was a test. And I'm like, you know what?
Did you send the tweet? You did.
Yeah, I sent the tweet. The tweet was already sent. I was just chilling at that point, looking at replies.
That's great.
And but you know what? It was a test. It was like, okay, you know.
Let's see if you really
And I meant it. And it was fine. You know, because the same thing, it's like you can't control life. Mm-mm. You really can't. You can control what you do in a certain way, but even that, like.
And that's what I've done, because I feel like I always try to prepare for a moment, but now I'm starting to realize that moment, there's always a curveball in it. So now what I try to do is I try to prepare myself for the curveball. How am I going to adjust? So I focus on things that I can control.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've been trying to learn when to, because I still think there's value in being a perfectionist and thinking that way.
Yeah. Striving to be a perfectionist.
It's in what you do when you utilize that mentality. Like in career or in building things, or, you know, you can have that mentality. But I used to try to do that with everything in life. You know, everything in life I was trying to control and make perfect. Mm-hmm. But now it's just, you know, more of a career decision. I want to be perfect for a career. And even that you can't be perfect for, but so.
And I think that's the beauty of it sometimes, because I'm thinking about Motown 25, mm-hmm. when all of our uncles were on stage, mm-hmm. and Uncle Jermaine's microphone's not supposed to go out, but it goes out. Mm-hmm. So what you have now is Uncle Michael hearing that his microphone's not working correctly. Mm-hmm. So they share a microphone. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't have that moment.
Yeah, and that's a memorable moment.
Yes, but not many people are as smart or intuitive as Uncle right. Michael.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Mic. He knew. And he would have been like, that voice, part's not right.
Yeah, his voice would have never been
but
heard.
But what I'm saying is that's the beauty of it, because that happened and because he adjusted and all that, you have a moment where people true. Probably thought it was planned that way, and it mm-hmm. wasn't.
Yeah. And by the way, for anyone who went to our shows when we switched mics, that was planned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Back to this list.
Yes. Because we're losing time.
All right. So number one, accept the truth and be thankful. Yeah. That was number one. Number two, distance yourself for a while. Sometimes you need to take several steps back in order to gain clarity on a situation. The best way to do this is to simply take a break and explore something else for a while. Why? So you can return to where you started and see things with a new set of eyes, and the people there may see
the people there may see you differently too.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Returning where you started is entirely different than never leaving.
Mm. I agree with this too.
I like that. That last line is returning where you started is entirely different than never leaving.
That last line is tweetable.
Yes.
Returning where you started is entirely different than never leaving. That's a very strong line because it's very accurate. If you're stubbing your head on something, whether it's trying to figure out a problem, trying to figure out how to approach something, sometimes it's best to just take a break, mm-hmm. clear your mind, walk away, and then come back to attack it or to deal mm-hmm. with it. And I think that's very, very, very smart.
And oftentimes, while you're taking a step away, you'll find the solution. Or when mm-hmm. you come back to it, you'll see something so differently that mm-hmm. you'll see the solution immediately.
That's great.
And that happens a lot.
Great.
Taj?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just laughing. I haven't actually looked at the rest of the list, but no, I totally agree with this. I'm laughing because a lot of the stuff people say, oh, why, you know, I practice that, so I'm good.
To step away from it?
Yeah, well, you step away for a new perspective, too, as well. Right. And I think that's the thing, because what are you going to do? Stay in it? And then it's like you don't get the perspective. And
it's so
not,
hard.
It's not quitting. It's...
It's hard, though, because
the
way we are raised, and I'm not just saying us three, I'm just saying our youth, our society, it kind of contradicts a lot of this stuff. So it's hard to know when, don't leave until it's finished, you know what I mean? It's like, finish the job, work through it. So it's
but like, sometimes in order to finish the job, you have to take a little break.
But they don't say that. You're not getting up until this taking room a break is
well, that's
different. But taking a break is different than quitting.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can take a break as long as you're going to come back and attack it.
100% right. But I think we as parents and as society need to do a better job of saying it's okay to take a break, but you got to come back to it. Instead of, oh, you're not finishing this until it's done. Or, come on, you got this. Work through it.
See, a lot of that is changing.
It is changing. And it's interesting because it's kind of seen as being soft, but it's actually working smarter.
It's almost giving you more tools.
It's giving you more tools.
Yeah, I'm noticing that this type of mentality is all different from the way we were
raised. And that's why even like the first one, it's I could find a contradictory point on each one, but mm-hmm. You got to have to learn to manage them and to utilize both in a sense. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just going nuts.
You have the list in front?
Yeah, I do. You want me to do number three?
You do number three.
Okay, number three is focus only on what can be changed. Realize that not everything in life is meant to be modified or perfectly understood. Live, let go, learn what you can, and don't waste energy worrying about the things you cannot change. Focus exclusively on what you can change, and if you can't change something you don't like, change the way you think about it. Review your options and then reframe what you don't like into a starting point for achieving something better. Todd, I think this is you, right? You're pretty good at this.
Yeah. For me, it is. You, in terms of, and it's not being a control freak or whatever. It's just that you have to, the faster you can see what you can change and what you can't change and what, you know, is out of your hands or out of your control, mm-hmm. the happier you'll be. Because then you'll realize, okay, I can't change this. I can change how I react to this, but I can't change this. You know, there's certain things in life you just can't change. And I think we, you know, us losing mom at a young age, we knew that was changed our whole life. Mm-hmm. But we also knew we can't change that scenario. So it's like you're either forced to adapt to it or you get swallowed in it. And that's the thing. And I think we luckily had family and friends that helped us adapt. And we had a mission. We were going to release the album. We were going to do this and that. But a lot of people don't, you know, there's only certain things you can focus on. And we focused on the album. That's what we could do.
I think also what this means is also staying away from stress and worrying.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you realize that you don't have control of certain things, you have to let go. Some things are out of your hands, and if it's out of your hands, you can't, there's no point in stressing and worrying about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't control it. So don't stress and don't worry about it because it's out of your hands.
Yeah. But there's been some listeners that have said stuff about their family that they, you know, that family members being negative and stuff like that, they have to deal with because they're, you know, their family. And so, you know, also, you just have to realize, okay, you can't control how that person thinks, but you can't control the power that you give that person. Mm. And I think that's the most important thing, is you're going to say, okay, I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Mm. Cool. I love that.
All right, so 3 was focus only on what can be changed. 4, claim ownership and full control of your life. No one else is responsible for you. You are in full control of your life so long as you claim it and own it. Through the grapevine, you may have learned that you should blame your parents, your teachers, your mentors, the education system, the government, etc. But never to blame yourself, right? It's never, ever your fault. Wrong. It's always your fault. Because if you want to change, if you want to let go and move on with your life, you're the only person who can make it happen.
And this could be the most important, in my opinion. Actually, not the most important, but it's up there for me. Because I think if you can take ownership on everything that's happening, or I think we tend to assign blame elsewhere.
We point fingers.
And I think the sooner and the better you can be of saying, I did this, I did that. And the better you're going to be able to learn from it, the better you're going to be able to deal with it. Because I think when others do it to you, you feel kind of robbed. You feel violated, and that plays its own tricks in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm going to make a mistake, I'd rather me make the mistake than, you know, if I'm going to invest in a stock and it's going to crash, I'd rather it be the stock I wanted than the professional accountant
that told you.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So the sooner I can learn to take responsibility on my life and not blame, the better off you'll be.
Right.
I truly believe that. This is a big one.
Well, I agree with that. But I think at the same time, I think it's important for you not to take control ownership of a situation. But it's very, there's a fine line, because I don't think you want to get to the point where you blame yourself. I'm thinking sports here. You know, you may lose a game, and although you may say, you don't want to say it's their fault, his fault, whatever, you could have just lost. But don't take that loss on you only.
That's true.
You know, so that there's a fine line. You don't want to get to the point where it's like everything that has gone down is my fault. It's not saying that.
I think if you give your best to something, there is no losing. You know, so like, as long if you're in that, because you're right, Terrell. But if you're in the position where you where if you tried your best and you shot the ball 10 times, but none of them went in, then I think you can say it's not my fault. I tried my hardest.
As long as
you put in that work and to try, then there is no losing.
Buckley was great for that, especially in their sports division, because
they had a sports division.
Well, we just didn't have a good team at all. So it's like you knew that you did your best, and it's just like you had to accept that that the team just wasn't what it was supposed to be, and you were on a losing team. And it's like that was the reality of it. You did your best every day, but
what's so cool? I can't think of a Buckley sporting event where I actually thought or went into it thinking we're losing anyway, so why even try?
No, because
I always believed there was still that glimmer of hope where you can win.
That's true.
Yeah,
which is a cool thing.
Yes, but that was, I think that was us.
Yeah.
And at the same time, and I hate to say that and sound weird, but we were also the kind of the leaders of each one of our teams in a way too. Like, we were the ones that had the most experience in baseball.
Yeah.
And we, it started with us believing that we could win, and we kind of had still to convince everyone else.
I think that's still not the normal thing to do. I think when the odds are really against you as a kid, you know? So I'm actually pleased that we had that skill.
Baseball. Yeah. Baseball is the only sport where the worst team can beat the best team in a given day. It just happens like that.
It happens.
It happens. Or you can come back from a big deficit.
That's true.
It's one of the only sports
you're never out.
You're never out. And that's the best part
that's
about
sports.
Baseball.
Yeah.
It's sports, they've but it's very much baseball.
Baseball's
because it's the most. I don't think one player can change the outcome 100%. Unless it's
and
a
it's
pitcher.
The most diverse baseball in terms of, like, you can get, you know, a big guy or a small guy or this guy or that guy, you know, in terms of, like.
So basically, you're telling any parents or anybody out there, put your kids in baseball.
Put your kids in a sport that's a team sport. Not a sport that's an both. Individual sport where it's like.
They both have their perks.
Yeah, they do. But at the same time, if you want the teamwork aspect of it and learning that I did my best, but we still lost, that's a good
that's
lesson
huge.
In life. Like, you know, no matter what, you did your best. Mom would say that. I'm proud of you, honey. Even though, when we would lose. Because she knew we did. But if we didn't do our best, she was honest if we didn't try our best or if we gave up or whatever. So that's life.
That's true. All right. Number four, claim ownership and full control of your life. That was number four. We're going to move on to number five. TJ?
Yes. Number five is focus inward. It's important to make a difference in the world. Yes, it's important to help people, but you have to start with yourself. If you're looking outside yourself to find where you fit in or how you can create an impact, stop and look inside yourself instead. Review who you are already, who you already are, the lifestyle you're currently living, and what makes you feel alive. Then nurture these things and make positive adjustments until your current life can no longer contain them, forcing you to grow and move beyond your current circumstances.
Starts with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Self-explanatory, I think. It starts with you.
Yeah, I think. I think that ties with number four.
Taking control of yourself. It really ties in with number four. Yeah. That's important for people that like to blame other people or like to say, it's everything else.
Yeah.
You know, in reality, when that starts happening and you start seeing that things start happening to you a lot, and just look inside and see, am I bringing this upon myself? Am I, you know? Am I getting myself
a common denominator?
Yeah, am I getting myself into this situation? Whether it's, am I dating the wrong people or am I have the wrong friends around? You know, am I attracted to danger or am I attracted to, you know, that
yeah,
kind
I think
of lifestyle?
The, I think these last three are just really, you have to look at yourself. You have to look in the mirror and just be able to face the person, be real and be honest with yourself in your situation and stop pointing the fingers and just really look at yourself.
Since Taj is asleep on Twitter,
Taj.
Gigi wanted to interject. She says, no, TJ, not everything. Some things are another's fault. Not using sports as an example. So, and she's right. Not everything can be blamed on you. If something dramatic or
of course
happens, there are chances or times where it's not your fault. So that is a very important clarification.
That's the part that you can't control.
Right. That's what's out of your hands and you can't control that.
We're talking about things that you can't control in life. If it's your fault, then it's something that you could control. But if it's out of your hands, if it's something external that
you can't
control.
So that would be number three. Focus only on what can be changed.
You can't change people. And that's the thing. Unless it's you, you cannot change people.
Okay. What number are we on, Terrell?
We are on number six.
Okay, do you want
the people around?
No, I
just saw that.
What?
Want
to read it,
Taj? You just can't change people. And then number six said, change the people.
Taj, why don't you read it?
Change the people around you. Some people come into your life just to strengthen you, so you can move without them. They are supposed to be part of your memory, not your destiny. Interesting. The bottom line is, when you have to start compromising, you're happy. See, you got
do you want me to read?
You got me all nervous. he moved the mic closer Where's to my computer, mouth, man? And now it just threw me off. I was doing well. Compromising your happiness and your potential for the people around you. It's time to change the people around you. It's time to join local meetups, attend conferences. We talked about that. Network online and find a more supportive tribe.
This is very important.
Yeah.
This is very important. You got to surround yourself with good people and yes. people, like-minded people and positive people.
Positive.
That's so important.
We spoke about that.
Yeah.
I think a couple shows ago that you are pretty much the makeup of the people around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whatever you're going through in life, if you find yourself depressed or you find yourself angry or frustrated, whatever, you know, the quote unquote negative, emotion you're finding yourself living in more and more, figure out a way to maybe incorporate different type of people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
More upbeat people, people that are going to be more optimistic, people that are going to inspire you to change. That is so important, you know, because we are all humans, and we have human tendencies. And by the way, I didn't mean to do this, but there's a book called The Law of Human Nature coming out next week by one of my favorite authors, Robert Greene.
Oh.
That's I'm super excited for because nice. I think it's going to really dig in on this kind of stuff.
It probably will.
But you just have to make sure you surround yourself with some solid people, people that make you the best you possible.
Yeah.
Taj's computer.
That was TJ's.
Yeah. Last year was me. Last
where episode. Is your computer?
Last episode, my phone went off. It's over here.
Okay. You just bring it and don't want to use it for show?
And so it's for research only. Okay. I like to be naive when I come in here.
All right.
All right.
So should we go to number seven?
Number seven. You got T.
All right. Take a chance. Yeah. And by the way, what is this list again? It's the 8 ways to let go and move on. And number 7 is take a chance. When life sets you up with a challenge, there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. It's meant to test your courage and willingness to make a change and take a chance on something new. There's no point in denying that things are different now or being fearful of the next step. The challenge will not wait even if you hesitate. Life only moves in one direction, forward. I'm going to stop there, but I very self-explanatory, but very important. You got to go for it in life. You know, you can't buckle down. You can't be afraid to do the right thing. You can't be afraid to move on. Life moves,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be unpredictable things that are going to happen to everyone, each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep it moving.
And sitting still is not moving.
No, it's not. Unless you're like being pushed out on a roller coaster, but I get what you're saying. Sitting still is not moving. So you
take action.
You got to take action.
I think taking action is you get rewarded for it because in a way we all, you know, not we kind of seek familiarity and we seek people that are, it's like you get comfortable and it's like, okay, I'm good here because everyone else is here. But at the same time, you have to take that risk or that chance to move or to I don't know, like if you're doing a job or something like that, take that leap of faith, you know, because it sometimes it's the most rewarding.
Right. And it's easier said than done. I know a lot of people
100%.
Are
you get comfortable and where you're
scared.
At.
There's fear of the unknown, but the only way you get to the happy spot sometimes it's just to take a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
And to do that and to get better at that, you could do simple things. You know, if you always like to wear white, wear black.
Mm-hmm.
If you always like to, you know, have pizza, have French fries. But just change it up. And it can start in
small changes.
It starts with simple little habits that if you can change up, when it's time to change an important thing up, it gets easier. So don't let yourself get into that rut and that same consistent Groundhog's Day mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Change it up. If you're on your drive home, try a different route if you have the time to do it. You know,
well, that's important to do anyways.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people following you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I don't know who told me that.
I think really?
It was mom. Yeah. You should never take the same way home all the time.
What?
Really? You guys never heard that?
No.
No. That explains a lot.
You should always switch it up a little bit.
Of your philosophy.
Well, I think it's just great to change it up so that you know there's change. Change is a good thing. You know, we have to embrace it and welcome it. I think it helps your mentality on life. And like I said, when something bad happens, it helps you learn how to deal with it in the best way possible.
Change Very is true. A good thing if you want change. That's the thing. I mean, I'm
we'll say that again.
Change is a good thing if you want, if you seek change. Like the thing is
change is a good thing all the time. Not all the time, but
I mean, growth. Change, you should always be seeking
change is
growth.
Part of growth.
And growth is change. You can't grow if you don't change. You have to change to grow.
Kind
I'm sorry, you guys. We sometimes this kind happens of. A lot. We have to school our older brother.
No, I mean, you know,
he's trying to just. I know what he's thinking. He's trying to justify that he's in a his nice little.
But you got to grow
with my nice little ice blend mocha every day.
Yeah, he has his ice blend mocha. He's
I'm
got his
comfortable.
Couch.
I'm
he's
happy. Got, you know, so why would I change? That's the thing. Like,
I'm not asking you to change. I'm just asking you to every now and then try a different drink or try a different coffee place. Every now
and
then.
If he's thinking about that, I get he's content.
Content?
Okay, look.
Content with what you have as well.
First of all, Taj has what? Coffee bean almost every day. Is it every day?
Pretty much every day.
Okay.
We shouldn't plug them. Jeez. But yeah. They're already plugged.
Okay. So Taj gets his coffee mocha, whatever, ice every day.
Yeah.
Ice blend mocha. I think once a month, Taj, you should go and try a mom and pop coffee shop down the street. It may surpass that. It may the what are the guys called who do the bartending for the coffee? The Bautista?
Bartista or something?
You should know, man. Yeah. You go every day. I don't go.
What
I don't
if there's another flavor you like better?
There might be, but you know, I'm content with what I have. Like, I don't need to know what's behind door number two. I just don't. Like, you know those game shows where it's like, you have this. But this could be what you could possibly get because I always feel like it's like.
But don't you? I can make the argument you're not living life to the fullest with that.
He's satisfied.
Fullest.
It's okay.
I just need to live life to happiness. I don't need it full. I just need it happy. It's a big difference.
You don't need it full. You just need
no,
it happy.
I don't need to jump out of an airplane to live life to its fullest.
I'm not telling you.
I know, but I'm saying some people would say that's to the fullest.
I
don't need that. I'm happy at home watching
Would
movies.
You guys ever do that? I think I would try it.
See? That's what I said. You live... Why?
Not
you
now.
You live life once. You
Not
justify
now.
It. That's the Will Smith
that's
thing.
A,
that's the living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Hard. I don't know.
I'd be that statistic, you know? We did everything
that's
we could
thing.
Do. You know? We checked all the cables and, you know?
I think really quick, I think it's also the way you're kind of wired. Taj is wired that way.
Yeah.
So maybe for the
it doesn't take much to make me happy.
It's like a puppy.
Yeah,
they want their bone, and they once they get that bone,
like
they don't want a different
it's
bone.
It's definitely like a dog.
They don't want a
very loyal, very easy.
A cat will try a different.
Yeah, I'm
literally.
And that's
try
why
a
I do not like cats as much.
Give them the same bone.
Taj,
good.
Just give me the same toy, the same bone. Keep
but
it warm.
Somewhere in the middle is probably a good thing, and actually closer to a dog.
What do you think is happier, dog or a cat?
Oh, I think a dog.
Okay,
is
there you go.
I do, but okay. So not in the middle, but Taj, every now and then to try something new.
I do
on a daily.
I'm forced to though because of my career. We have to try stuff new.
Yeah,
like, you know, there's no coffee bean in Europe, so I have to try something new.
Okay, all right.
All right, number eight. Focus on today. Yeah. You can decide right now. That negative experiences from your past will not predict your future. Figure out what the next positive step is, no matter how small or difficult, and take it. Ultimately, the only thing you can ever really do is to keep moving forward. Take that leap of faith. Oh, wait, I'm reading stuff wrong. Take that leap without hesitation, without looking back. Simply forget the past, look straight ahead, and forge toward the future.
Mm. I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
It's one day at a time.
One day at a time. I think that's the most important thing. Don't try and change it. Everything so immediately too.
But it's also letting go of the past and not constantly dragging that into your present day. You have to realize that what's done is done. You have to, you know, turn the page. What did they say? Turn the leaf, turn the page. You have to, it's a new
turn
day.
Turn over the leaf.
Turn over the leaf.
Page.
It's a new day, so you can't take the past and all the negativity into your present, you know, which is ultimately your future, because your future becomes your present.
Yeah.
Which turns into your past.
Yeah.
What? Do you confuse me? Is that right?
Your future becomes your today.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, okay.
At some point becomes today. And today becomes the past. Was I moving too fast?
No. You can't spring that out with like 1 minute left.
That's too much.
My brain just...
Yeah, man.
shut you down.
But I will say these are 8 great steps for ways to let go and move on. And again, last week's reasons to let go and move on, telling you the reasons. Mm-hmm. I think both these episodes are very important because it's even if you're not dealing with a loss at the moment, to have these in your background, to have these in your character are mm-hmm. very valuable, mm-hmm. you know? So, we will post these on Twitter, mm-hmm. on the yeah. DDJF Twitter handle, so that you can read them and look over them and try to make them part of who you are. Nice. We all, as we always say, are going to get dealt a loss. We're going to get dealt some hardship, mm-hmm. some difficult things that we can't even imagine how painful it will be. And time is one way of healing to an extent, but you know, also having some of these nuggets will help.
Definitely.
Before we go, because we do have to wrap up, I want to apologize because we did have some phone calls that we weren't able to get to. Mm. So sorry, callers.
Ah, that's rare.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our show.
Yeah.
We will see you guys next week.
Next week, yeah. 1 o'clock Pacific 1 o'clock. Standard Time.
Until then, be safe.
Have a great week.
Adios.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.